Hello. Hello, my sacred as fuck podcast listeners, possibly viewers. Hello, if you're watching on YouTube. How is everyone? I'll tell you how I am. The title of this podcast episode probably tells you how I am a little bit. I've never really liked this word. It always felt dirty, disrespectful. Just gross. And this episode is all about the reclamation that I'm having with my pussy and the word itself, and why and how this all came about. How this is, it's not like it's like I'm done. I feel like I'm just getting started. But I want to talk about three things. Three, I feel like when things occur in my life and they happen like on a quantum level, I feel like it usually comes in like three things kind of like anchor the thing in. So three events, three whatever. The times that I've had the biggest like downloads or breakthroughs and really gotten something so powerful out of it, it usually comes in threes. So the first thing was that I have realized, if you've listened to any of my most recent episodes, as I come out of my 19-year relationship with my soon-to-be ex-husband, as I come out of that, I've realized how much trauma occurred for me when I lost my virginity to my boyfriend, and that occurrence, that incident was categorized as rape. So when I lost my virginity at 15 to my boyfriend, he essentially took it, and the incident, it would be defined as rape. What occurred after, I didn't know that at the time. I didn't understand that at the time. I didn't actually get that until probably 4 or 5 years ago. A friend of mine who was a sex addict, so really knows a lot about sexual trauma, I told her the story of how I lost my virginity, and she looked at me and she goes, "Kristen, that's rape." And I was like, "What?" He was my boyfriend, so it didn't register as that, and it most definitely was. So from that time at 15, every relationship that I had ever been in after that was an avoidance of being taken advantage of in that way, and I lumped up strong, masculine, alpha, dominant, muscular men as the ones that I was never going to be in a relationship with. And so as I'm on the other, almost on the other side of my 19-year relationship with my soon-to-be ex-husband, I can see all of the ways that the sexual trauma fucked up that relationship. And not just this one, but everyone since I was 15. And I've talked about this in episodes in my paid podcast, which is the Sacred as Fuck Down and Dirty podcast. That's the one where I share the lessons that I'm learning through this sexual reclamation that I'm in called fucking online dating. It could just be called fucking, but I share because I'm learning all kinds of stuff. I'm learning how that sexual trauma has impacted everything up until now. We don't realize it because it's in the background. It's subconscious, it's unconscious, and until we make it conscious, we can't do anything about it. When it's in a blind spot and we don't see it, we can't do anything about it. So when I was getting to this point where I realized that I had this really deep wound around alpha male, dominant masculine men, which is what I desire. I strongly crave and desire to be with a very masculine, strong, manly, muscular, physically strong man. I've always desired that. And I desire it as much as I fear it. That's a mind fuck right there. So as I'm diving into this trauma and looking to heal it, I sought out some coaches. And one of the coaches that I talked to is a guy named Johnny L. Sasser, and he is a masculinity, he's a men's coach. He does wild man retreats, and he's ex-military. He's just a beautiful soul. So I've been following him on Instagram for a while, probably 6 months or so. And I reached out to him and I started having these conversations with men because I'm like, I really want to heal this. I have been so afraid of men. I don't work with men. I avoided men like fucking plague because I was terrified of men. And so I reached out to him and we got on a call and I'm telling him, like, hey, I have this sexual trauma and it's created, you know, this fear of being feminine and vulnerable, and also this overly masculinized way of being that I've been for so long. It was just who I am. That's just how I am. But it was so overly masculinized that I couldn't possibly attract a masculine man. So we talked and we got on this call and he's telling me about what it looks like to work with him. And he goes, but you know, I think I should connect you with my wife. She's doing this retreat called the Wild Woman Retreat. And he actually was going to refer me to another retreat that she was doing in December. I was like, yeah, cool. I'd love to talk to her. So he connected me with her. Her name's Taylor Simpson. And we chatted over DM. And I told her exactly what was occurring. And she goes, oh, no. Not the December retreat. The October retreat for sure. And I mean, at this point, it's like end of August. She's like, October 10th through the 16th, the Wild Woman Retreat. This is where we go into all the female archetypes and we do massive amounts of healing. And I was like, oh, shit. So my focus was, well, I need to heal the masculine. And I also need to heal the feminine because it's never felt safe for me to be soft or trusting or vulnerable or open or receptive. All of the feminine qualities about receiving have always felt very scary and threatening to me. So I decided to join. And so I did that retreat. But before that, she suggested her mastermind program, which is called Untamed. And I didn't even know anything about it. I was like, yeah, great, awesome. So in that container, before I actually went to the retreat, I started to consume her wisdom, consume her knowledge. And she teaches embodiment. So she teaches the power of embodiment as a healing. I mean, these are my words, not her words, but like how I would describe her work is she really teaches the power of embodiment as a sacred business practice. Like the majority of women in that container are entrepreneurs, and she teaches what it looks like to embody the things that we desire. So I had gone through one or two of her workshops and was like, holy fuck. So this is what she offers in this Untamed container. And I started to open up and I started to tap into the power of my sensuality. So what keeps coming up for me is this isn't about sex. The power of the pussy is not about sex. It's about a woman's creative center. And if we have trauma associated with our sexuality, so if we have sexual trauma, no wonder we can't receive. No wonder it's not safe for us to open up. It was never safe for me to open myself up to receive from a man, receive money, receive compliments, receive. When you block off, when you say, I'm not open for business, I don't mean sex. I'm just saying when we close ourselves off, which is what I did, decided to be really tough, really strong, really masculine, because no one was going to fuck me over the way he fucked me over. No one was going to do that again. I'll fuck you before you fuck me. And that was my attitude for 36 years. In every relationship, unbeknownst to me, in the background, unconscious, subconsciously, I will dominate you. I will choose men that feel at least emotionally safe, that I know that I can dominate in some way. It is, again, not a conscious decision, but that I feel safe with, that I don't think are going to overpower me and hurt me. When I do, when we do that as women, we turn off the power of our receptivity. We turn off our creative abilities, or we greatly mute. We dim down. We kind of, I ignore that part of me and focus just on driving and doing rather than allowing and receiving and being. That felt like the most threatening thing that I could do, to open myself up again, to be vulnerable and soft and feminine. It felt like a weakness. So she created this amazing space at this retreat, but she created an amazing space in her own tamed program. And she brings speakers in, or she teaches, and then she does an embodiment practice. And it really is getting into your body, feeling, dancing, moving to music, maybe touching yourself. I mean, that wasn't necessarily it, but just really, really connecting with the sacral center, the womb, that power center that's within all of us, that really is the creativity, passion, imagination center for women. It's where we create life, for fuck's sake. I create fucking human beings, yo. Like, women are just, fucking next level. And when I turn that off, I also turn off these other avenues of receiving. And so as I'm turning them back on for myself, as I'm creating safety within my own body, as I'm healing the trauma from my past, as I'm doing all this work, I know I'm creating a space to be receptive, to receive abundance, money, love, nurturing, care, support, all the things that we desire, all the things that we want so badly. So she puts me in her container, her untamed container, and I'm just like, mind is fucking starting to be blown open. And I start really diving into, I start buying sexy, like lingerie. And I'm not wearing it anywhere, but I'm connecting with my own body. I'm connecting with my own sensuality, my own sexuality. Whether it ends in orgasm or not isn't the point. The point is I'm learning how to feel safe, being sensual, being open in my body. And it's like blowing my mind. And then I go to the retreat. And the retreat was just like, I'm gonna probably have a couple of episodes, probably more so over on the Down and Dirty, where I actually share a little bit more. And I'm not trying to give away what she delivers, because that wouldn't be fair. It's experiential, right? There's no way for me to describe in words what I experienced in body. I could try, but it wouldn't do justice. And I know that as someone who holds containers as well. But I do want to share the essence of the healing that occurred for me. Like, the healing that was just next level. So go to the retreat, have this massive, massive fucking opening, really. I was going to say awakening, but it was more an opening. Opening myself up. And even to say that word, to say, you know, soften or open or receive. Up until very recently, that felt really scary. When we're open, when we're vulnerable, we can be hurt. But we can also be hurt when we are not open. It's not like the closing off eliminates pain. But it does eliminate receiving. And I, for fuck's sake, I'm here to receive all the goodness that life has to offer. I'm a fuck yes for it. And the only way for me to receive that is to be open to receiving it. So go to the retreat, have this massive, massive fucking opening of my heart, my body. Just, I softened, like, I mean, people were just like, holy shit, you just look different. I lost 4 pounds. And like, I lost like 4 pounds being there for 10 days, eating all the foods that I try to avoid. Like they were great foods. Just Costa Rica is just fucking like a magical fucking fairy zone. It's just next level magical. The land itself, the land, the people are just, they're on a different, that I believe they're on a different plane. And it was fucking amazing. Lost 4 pounds, you know, just had an amazing, I'll be sharing pictures and photos and experiences and promoting the shit out of this retreat, because really, like, every woman needs to give this to herself. Every fucking woman needs to experience what it's like to feel safe in your body, to feel receptive in your body, to feel sensual and turned on in your body. When we are turned on, I don't just mean in our pussy. When we are turned on by life, by experiences, by people, by money, by sex, by the vastness of life, it's everything. There's a quote going around the retreat, a well-fucked woman can rule the world, or something like that. It's something like, a well-fucked woman is invincible, or can, and it, here's what I'll tell you about my beliefs about my own sexuality before starting to do this work, is that my sexuality and my sexiness was over there with another person. I wasn't responsible for it. If you found me attractive and sexy and you wanted to do this, it was up to you. I didn't have any fucking ownership of my sexuality. And when you don't have ownership of it, it's dependent on some fucking one else. It's dependent on someone else. You're going to be fucking unfulfilled for a long time. So as I've been going through this process, shit has just opened up. So I go to the retreat. Come back from the retreat just in this fucking massive, gooey, soft, glowing, vulnerable, just essence. And then like 2 days later, there's a, I'm going to get her name and I'm going to tag her. I'll have it. There will be in the show notes for this episode, there will be a tag to Taylor's retreat, her work, her Instagram, as well as, let me just look this up, because this woman that she brought in, her name's Bibi Brzoska. She's a holistic sex and pleasure coach. So we get back, and like two, we get back from the retreat, and 2 days later, she brings this woman, Bibi, in to do a workshop. And the workshop was to teach us about the pussy. Like she like shares her screen. We're all on Zoom, and she's sharing all of the spots on the outside of the pussy that's like, and I'm using the word pussy on purpose, and I'll explain why I'm using that word in a moment, because retreat was the first thing. This workshop with BB was the second thing. And then I'll share the third thing when I get there. So BB starts to educate this group of women about the erogenous pleasure centers, aside, not even including the clitoris. Talked about the G-spot and then the clitoral legs, which would go down the lips of the vagina, the lips of the pussy, like the inner, I mean, like, and I'm like this, I'm 50 fucking 2 years old. And I'm like, I just meeting my pussy for the first time. Like, holy shit. I'm so sorry that I've been ignoring you for like all of these and how to actually, you know, get your pussy to a point where it is ready and open, which takes some time. Right. And I'm like, oh my gosh, how many times have I just been like, just fuck me, just stick it in. Right. Just, let's just get to the good part. Let's just get to the orgasm. Oh my God. I have so much to learn and experiment with. Holy shit. So she does this training and she's got pictures she's sharing and she's like, these spots right here. And I'm like, oh my God. And then we do an embodiment practice, which basically means we all turn our videos off of Zoom and we get into positions and we start being with our anatomy. We start investigating and discovering, and she's kind of teaching us and talking us through, here's where I want you to touch yourself and this and that and this and that. And she's like, there's nowhere to get to. Like, there's no, you're literally in this space of just discovering what these parts of your body feel like when they're touched, when they're massaged, when you actually know about them. And she's like, finally, kind of towards the end of the embodiment practice, which is us all kind of investigating and exploring and experimenting with our own pussies. She's like, if you would like to end in orgasm and you're there, feel free. If you're not close or you're not there, don't worry about it. Well, I did. Holy shit balls. That was like, it was amazing. It was like, I'd never, when you don't know, you don't know. When you don't know, you don't know. Now I know. Holy fuck, do I know. So she does this deep work with women around, this is our power center. So is it about sex? Yes, because those are her sex organs. Yes, these are the parts that are involved in our sexuality, in our sexual experiences. And also, our womb is a powerful, powerful center for creativity, imagination, creation, receiving wealth. Like, so that was number two. It's retreat. The workshop and embodiment practice with BB. And then the third thing I'm just going to share, because this is like, they're really, I mean, this was just the one thing, like, is this book. So if you're watching me on YouTube, I'm holding up my phone with my Audible book of Pussy, A Reclamation. This is by Regina Thomasauer, also known as Mama Gina. And now, I've heard of this book for years. I've heard of this book. Multiple women have said, you have to read this book. You have to read it. You have to read it. So, and it came up again on the retreat. So instance number one, the retreat. Instance number two, the workshop and the embodiment practice with BB. Incident number three, me reading Pussy. I'm on chapter two and my mind and my pussy is blown wide open. And the reason why, I'm just going to explain why she uses the word pussy, because even me saying it is like, there's shame around it. This word is used to vilify men, to demean men. If another a man calls another man a pussy, he's weak. He's weak. And, you know, I've thought so much about the shame that I've had around my own masturbation from the youngest age possible. Like when I was like 12, probably 12, 13, 14, I masturbated or thought about masturbating all the time. Thought there was something wrong with me, thought it was wrong, hid it, you know, felt awful about it, would do it and then would feel dirty. Like, and I mean, that's a shame. But these are the paradigms that we're breaking at the current moment. These are the paradigms that get to fall away, because when a woman understands the power of her own womb, her sexuality, her pussy, the power that is inherent in our creativity center, the center of creation of fucking life, when we get connected to that, not from a place of sex, but from a place of like, this is like love center. When we get connected to that, we are unstoppable, fucking invincible. That's how I feel right now. And it has nothing to do with sex. Sex is phenomenal, but I've been like on the surface of sex my whole life. Now, as I'm going into this process of owning my power from this place, owning my pussy, healing sexual trauma, I'm like, I get it now. I get it now. Here's what I want to say about the word pussy. She talks about, you know, we use this anatomical word called vagina. Vagina is actually just the tube inside, right? The tube, the vaginal canal. It's the tube. It's the canal that babies come through. Our period blood comes through. Like, it's a canal. It is not the totality of this organ, which includes the uterus, includes the cervix, includes the ovaries, includes all of the outside, includes the G-spot on the inside. I mean, this is a magical... The power that we hold is fucking nuts. It's fucking nuts. And the reason why, here's my big old soapbox moment. The reason why the patriarchy started to shame this area and make it dirty and make it wrong and make sexuality dirty and wrong is because they knew the power of a turned on fucking woman. They knew women were revered for the power that we hold here. For like 30,000 years, she talks about, you know, she does a lot of, in the book, she does a lot of history of, you know, patriarchy and female sexuality and the shame that's associated with all of the things that occur in our pussies, like periods, like masturbation, like sex. So the book is phenomenal. She says that she uses the word pussy because it encompasses more than just the word, like what the word vagina does. She's like, I could use the word vulva, but that's just the outer parts. It doesn't really encapsulate. There's no word for her other than pussy that really is the totality of this area in a woman's body. And I'm reading it and like, light bulbs and connections and I's are dotted and T's are crossed and I'm connecting these dots and I'm just like, so here's the trifecta, the retreat, the workshop with Bibi and me reading this book. And I'm like, it's fucking on. It's on not for sex's sake. It's on because this is a power center that when all women understand the power of their pussy, honestly, like world fucking changing. This may sound dramatic to you, but I implore you to start to ask yourself questions about how you feel, just how you feel about your own pussy, about your this part of your body. Does me saying the word pussy give you a little, hate that word? Because I did forever. We had a family word that we used for the private parts. All the little ways that we like cover up, make it nice. She even talks about the word yoni. She's like, I don't speak Sanskrit. It doesn't resonate for me. So I use the word pussy. And I'm like, fuck, it's fucking odd. It's fucking next level. Questioning, just question your beliefs about this Question fucking everything, please. If you follow me at all, you know that's fucking what I do. So a couple of, when the WAP song came out, I have to relate this because I wanted to share about this. When the WAP song came out, if y'all don't know what WAP is, it's WAP. It's a song that came out by Cardi B a couple years ago. When it came out, my husband brought it to me and he played it. He played it for me and I was all, first of all, I didn't like Cardi B because I thought she bit off Nicki Minaj. I was like, she sounds exactly like Nicki Minaj. Like you're a poser. You're a stealer. You stole Nicki Minaj's vibe because she sounds just like Nicki Minaj. And I love Nicki Minaj. So when I heard it, I was like, why is she got to talk about WAP stands for wet ass pussy. I'm like, gross. Ew. Ugh. Fuck. I get it now. I fucking get it now. We played that song on our drive from the airport to the retreat center in Costa Rica. And I was, cause it's on a playlist of mine that I just fucking love on Apple Music. And it, I was like, I get it now. I get it now. When we own it, we are empowered. When it's used as a weapon against us, when it's used as like a vilification or a degradation or a dig against a woman, which is what it's been used for a really long time. It's dirty. It's shameful. They win. When we use it, we win. When I own my pussy and the power that I have from this part of my body physically, but also etheric body, my spiritual body, my energetic body. This is where creation happens. Women motherfucking create life. We fucking create life. And the patriarchy knew this, right? Like the power, the people in power, the men in power knew how powerful this force was. And now we get to know how powerful it is and we get to reclaim it. So this is my journey. And I'm going to put links to the fucking book, the retreat, Taylor's Instagram, BB's Instagram, so that, you know, I share the goodness and I share what's been impactful for me and what is opening me up. What is opening me up? And I don't know if I can actually communicate with words what I'm realizing and getting, like what I'm getting on a deep level about the power of this center. I feel like for a long time, for me personally, sex was something that I could wield, if that makes sense. Like I could control who I fucked and when I fucked them. Like and I could control another person's pleasure, or I could hold on to it. Like I could restrict and say, no, you don't get it. And like all of that, that's bullshit ego stuff. When I actually get the power and the magnetism of a woman's sexuality. I got it. And you guys, I went to, after the retreat, I mean, everyone, you know, at the retreat was like, my gosh, you're so soft. You're all these things. Cause I was just settled into this receptivity, this openness, this soft feminine way. And we go to a restaurant like the next day. And I just looked at the waiter and I was like, I just like gazed into his eyes. Not because he was attractive or anything else, but like was just being with him and viewing masculinity in this new way, not as threatening, but as beautiful. Like masculinity is just fucking gorgeous. I highly desire it. It's it's strong and it's beautiful and oh, I love it. And when I could just be with this man standing over me, wanting to serve me and wait on me and receive his servitude, receive his ability to serve me in that way, it was like the juiciest interaction. And by the end of brunch, he was like, your eyes and your mouth and you're beautiful. And can I follow you on Instagram? And I was like, yeah, absolutely. And normally what I do in situations like that is I get coy and I kind of get shy because I don't want to send the wrong message. I don't want to be responsible for sending a mixed message, because then that's on me. I sent the mixed message. Fucking fucked up what women have had to deal with around their sexuality, around what we wear, around how we interact, around how sexual we are or aren't. Just so much to unpack. I can't even, like, this is like scratching the fucking surface. This is the top of the iceberg here. So I'm going to wrap this up by saying, I did have an experience. I did have an experience in Costa Rica where I met up with someone and was going to spend my last 2 days with him, and how that actually went. So I'm going to share that on the Down and Dirty. So I keep the Down and Dirty a paid podcast because these are intimate details that I share. I also share not just intimate details for the sake of being an exhibitionist, but I share them because there's lessons in them. There's lessons that I've learned, and I share the lesson as well. But I'm going to share the details on that one. So thanks for being here. Thanks for listening. Share this with any woman that you think is ready to embark on the reclamation of her pussy, which really means the reclamation of her power in our feminine essence. When we have rectified the feminine and the masculine within us, we are invincible. There's nothing that we can't receive. There's nothing that we can't create. There's nothing that we can't manifest or call in. I can taste it now. I can actually taste it. So thank you for listening. Share this with a friend. And then decide if you want to come subscribe. It's $4.99 a month. And you get to hear all of my sexcapades and the lessons that I learn through each one of them. All right. Thanks so much. We'll see you next time. Bye.